Nolte, Nicole Hannah-Jones shows why you never back down from woke Nazis. By John Nolte on July 6, 2021. Fake journalist Nicole Hannah-Jones announced Tuesday that she has decided to reject an offer to serve as the chair of the journalism department at the University of North Carolina, and that she will take a similar position at Howard University, The Hill reported. And this is why you can never back down from woke Nazis such as Hannah-Jones. Hannah-Jones has just humiliated the University of North Carolina, UNC, and UNC deserves it, all of it, every bit of it, and we should all be pointing and laughing at UNC. This all started in May when UNC agreed to bring serial liar Hannah-Jones into the fold of its journalism school with the promise of tenure. But that fell apart when some brave people began, quite understandably, to question why the person behind the New York Times phony 1619 project would be granted something as permanent as tenure. So UNC backed off and offered her a 5-year contract instead, and Hannah-Jones agreed to accept the job. But naturally, once this perfectly reasonable compromise was reached to hire fraud and liar, the woke Nazis, including Hannah-Jones, went to work attacking UNC as yon racist. In a statement issued through the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, Hannah-Jones criticized UNC for the way she said she was treated through the hiring and tenure approval process. "I was the first Black Knight chair at UNC since the position was founded and the only one to be appointed without tenure. I would come to learn that not only had there been political interference, but the school's top donor had been lobbying against me and questioning my credentials and integrity as a journalist," Hannah-Jones said. "I was determined to remain silent and to not comment to the press or to engage in the controversy, even as the man whose name is on the School of Journalism where I would work continuously impugn my character and my work in the media, even going as far as to question whether I am a Black separatist," she continued. So of course, UNC backed down and announced just last week it would grant tenure to the liar and fraud. And now, after all that, Hannah-Jones just told UNC to stick it up their ass. Instead, she's going to peddle her lies and fraud at Howard University, a historically Black university in Washington, D.C. At Howard, she will even enjoy the prestige of serving in the inaugural night chair in race and reporting, whatever that is. What did UNC expect? The woke Nazis never accept more than everything. In this case, tenure, and even if you capitulate, the woke Nazis will still see you are punished and humiliated. Oh, and this isn't over for UNC. Not by a long shot. You wait. We all know what's next. The students and staff at UNC are about to be all over the news, crybabying about how racist UNC is. Threats of resignations will follow. The presumed guilty will have to prove they are not a witch racist, won't be able to, and will be fired or resign in disgrace. UNC must be made an example of, you see, so no one ever again doesn't give the woke Nazis everything they demand. Woke is nothing less than the left pushing its unpopular ideology through bullying disguised as virtue. And the only way to back a bully off is to tell him to go fuck himself. Anything less, and you are facing only ruin and humiliation. Great work, UNC. You are going to be smeared as racist either way. Now you're smeared and humiliated. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.